All right, everyone, this is Jim. We're going to get started here in a second. Let me get all the recording set up. One second. All right. Cool. All right. So what we want to talk about this week, obviously, is Halloween. And for those of you in America here, it's kind of a candy holiday. And what I want to talk about this week is we'll go through some specific techniques you can use to control your candy intake, you know, easily and naturally. But I want to make a bigger point of how to use, you know, holidays like Halloween, specifically Thanksgiving, Christmas, these big eating holidays, and show you how to deal with them as a naturally thin person. Because, you know, the truth is that I think a lot of people, when they think about losing weight, they've been trained to approach things in an all-or-nothing mentality. And, you know, I actually found myself falling into that because last week I was thinking to myself, you know, I know a person who is their whole thing is to stop eating sugar completely, you know, throughout your diet all year long too. And I was thinking about interviewing them, you know, and then I thought to myself, you know, I don't know, for me anyways, that's not what I do. That's not realistic for me, or desired. So as I thought about it, I said, you know, really where you want to be at is when you're in control of your weight all year long, throughout the week, throughout the month, and you have the body you want, and you're eating the way you want, and it's consistent, and it's natural, then you can eat candy at Halloween. And what happens is, you know, if 90% of the time, throughout the day, the week, the month, the year, the decade, you are eating well, moderately, choosing foods that are whole, natural, good for you, nutritious, what's going to happen is the 10% of the time that you overeat or you, you know, choose foods that aren't necessarily healthy, it's not going to matter. Your body is a reflection of the 90% of what you do, you know, the 80 to 90% of how you eat, how you move your body, okay? So ideally, in a sense, what you want to do is you want to have that 80, 90% locked down so that when the 10, 20%, you know, the office party, Halloween, Thanksgiving, the random holiday come along, you can not have to think about eating at all. You know, you can eat whatever you want. Now, one of the other things that happens, though, is when you concentrate on the 80, 90% is when you, you know, you kind of let go of that 10, 20% that it's relatively not that much, okay? Because if you're you know, eating well, that 80, 90%, the times when you do, everything's relative, you know? So you're not going to eat as much candy. If you're overeating all the time when you let go, you're really, you know, you eat a real lot of candy. But when you're eating moderately all the time, when you let yourself go, you're just eating a little bit more than moderately, okay, if that makes sense. So, you know, as I thought about it, what I want to do is make this an example that this is, and I want to make the deeper example, that what you want to start doing in your mind is thinking of yourself as a naturally thin person. And one of the biggest challenges of doing that is to stop thinking in the diet mentality, the all or nothing. I can't have any candy. Because I think that all or nothing mentality is really detrimental. Because when you feel like you can't have anything, when you are unable to enjoy the things that everyone else around you is, you know, seemingly enjoying so much, you start to get resentful, you start to get bitter, you start to get rebellious, and oftentimes that will sabotage, you know, whatever you're trying to do. So the truth is that you can still have the results you want. You can still control your weight and be in control of your health and have the body you want, even if you have candy at Halloween, okay? But what we want to do is we're going to go over this in a second. We do want to become aware of what these candies are, okay? I can tell you from my own personal experience, and I've thought about this, and I can't really understand it, but I don't eat much sugar in my life. I don't like it, and I used to eat a lot of sugar. But I don't like it now. I view it almost as like if it's crack cocaine, in the sense that it's refined sugar. It's been refined, okay? It's been stripped of all its minerals and vitamins. It's been stripped down to the bare essentials that cause an instant spike in your body, okay? That's like if you ever study crack cocaine, what it does is it's basically engineered so that as soon as it enters your body, it instantly creates a high, okay? And that's part of the engineering of it, okay? Cigarettes use this now as well. It's free-based technology where as soon as you ingest it in your body, it instantly affects your nervous system and your whole body, okay? And sugar has a very similar effect in this way. So I view it as that, and I very rarely consume it. Now, on the other hand, as strongly as I feel about it, sometimes I will eat candy. Sometimes I do have sugar, okay? But it is rare. So again, I just want to point out that you can kind of have these completely opposite points of view sometimes. And again, I often say that I work in the realm of the stupid because the unconscious mind doesn't make sense a lot of times. I don't really understand myself how I can feel so strongly against it, and yet sometimes I eat it. But I don't care about it either because I eat it very rarely, so it's not a problem. Okay? So what you're looking to do is you want to become moderate in it because the effects of sugar, beyond the instant effects it has on you physiologically and emotionally, the spikes and the crashes and things like that, is that it will trigger overeating oftentimes. Okay, and so if Halloween becomes, I'm going to just pig out on candy this weekend and eat as much as I want, that's not really as much of the problem as when Monday comes. It becomes very difficult because, again, all that sugar in your system, and you crash, and then you're not in a state of mind to really follow through on any sort of eating plan that you have set out. Okay? So what you want to do is we want to ask the question, how can you eat candy and still feel good? Okay, you're going to hear me ask this question a lot. Because if you can figure that out, if you can figure out the answer to that, you're going to have the solution to all these holidays. Okay, so I want you to think about it right now. How can you eat candy and still have the body you want? Think about that. Okay, so we don't want it to be all or nothing. I mean, if you don't want to eat any candy at all and you normally don't, or if you normally do and you don't want to eat any candy at all, that's fine. But I also want to give you, in a sense, permission, so that you can realize that you can eat moderately and still have the body you want. But the question is, how can you eat candy and still feel good and still be moving in the direction you want to go in with your weight loss? Okay? Now, some of the answers I've gotten and the answer I get over and over again when I ask people this is that I'll eat it moderately. Okay? So this is another option that you have. And it's an option that I've seen work very well for people, is to become moderate in how they're eating. Okay, so we get away from the all or nothing, and you become moderate, and you may find that's a lot easier for you. And the other thing is that that is preparing you for long-term success. The problem with all or nothing is that it's almost torturous on us sometimes. I'll give you an example, and this was, I was speaking with someone, and they were experiencing the same type of thing, but, and I may have mentioned this before, but I think it's valuable. At one point, I was 100% raw, okay? And I remember one time I was driving to work, and I was thinking to myself, well, what if I get a promotion? How am I going to celebrate? I won't be able to go out to a restaurant and eat. And so it was a pretty random thought, but I started to realize I was having thoughts like that all day long. And the thing that was triggering those thoughts was this 100% mentality, all right? So I have found over and over again that this, and that's a diet mentality, by the way, okay? Because, again, someone could be doing well on a diet, following it to the letter. But then all of a sudden they get to a spot like a Halloween or Thanksgiving or some special occasion and they feel trapped. They feel like it's either or. All right? So we want to eliminate that if that's a problem for you. Okay? And the way you do that is you plan and you learn to teach yourself, you train yourself to eat moderately. And I feel like that's a skill that's really going to serve you well. So how do we eat moderately? I want to share two techniques that I have found to be very, very useful. And this really isn't just about candy. Okay, this isn't just about sugar. I found this to work right across the board with all different foods. This has been very powerful for me. The first one is to read the ingredients. All right, not to judge it, not to say, oh, I can't eat that candy, but to actually just read the ingredients, see what's in it. You see, one of the things that happens in society is we're so inundated with propaganda in the form of commercials. I watch commercials now, and they're completely fantastical, and they're not true. They're not honest. They take a literary license, a poetic license. They take that to an extreme. They show things that are absolutely not true, but they appeal to our emotions and they influence us. So the thing about reading ingredients is it brings us back to reality. What is this thing that I crave so badly? What is this thing that I feel like I need to have? Is it fun? You know, I mean, what are the things with candy, right? What is it? It's fun. It's like being a child. It's being a kid again, right? It's just enjoying life. It's you know what I mean? It's being American. You know what I mean? Like there's all these random weird emotional connections we have to these foods. But again, it's very Pavlovian. They're not natural. They weren't naturally there. They were created and put into us. And so one of the ways to get around that is to regularly go and read the ingredients. And it's a very interesting thing. So I've got some ingredients here. Let me give you an example. One of the popular candy, right, Smarties. If you know what those are, they call them candy roll wafers, little round hard candies. Okay, and so these are symbolic of a lot of candies, and they're popular. Ingredients, dextrose, citric acid, calcium stearate, artificial flavors and colors. Okay, and the colors, I like how they put this in parentheses, the colors, FDC Red 40 Lake, Blue 1 Lake, Blue 2 Lake, Yellow 5 Lake, Yellow 6 Lake. Hey, what is this stuff? What is this stuff that we need to have so badly? Okay, the number one candy they say is Tootsie Rolls. Okay? Now, I like Tootsie Rolls as much as the next person. But I got to admit, I've looked at them before, and I said, what exactly is this? If I was put in a kitchen, how would I make a Tootsie Roll? Okay, what is this thing that I like so much? I got to say, these ingredients, at least I kind of know what they are. I got to say, if I'm mispronouncing these, I apologize. So the ingredients for Tootsie Roll, sugar, and again, you probably know this, but the order in which the ingredients are read is the majority of it. So the first ingredient would be the main ingredient, okay, and all the way down the line. So a Tootsie Roll is sugar, corn syrup, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, condensed milk, cocoa, whey, soy leptin, orange extract, and artificial and condensed flavors. I'd love to have a little more detail on what those are. But again, notice that this is a pretty powerful way to transform your perception of what the candy is. So let me bring up a bigger point here. Remember, the way that you are going to influence your behavior now is you're going to influence your unconscious mind, okay? Conscious influence is saying, I'm not going to eat candy, okay? So in that situation, you're not influencing your unconscious perception of what the food is. Right? So you say, I'm not going to eat any Tootsie Rolls. But your perception of a Tootsie Roll is that, you know, they taste good. You like the way they feel in your mouth. You like chewing them, okay? And so that's a very conscious approach. I'm not going to eat it. An unconscious approach, one way to do it, is to read what are the ingredients. What is this thing? How is it created? It's even more powerful. I actually got to see a show yesterday. It's one of those how do they make things. And they were making Milky Way bars. And you got to see it actually being made. And it was disgusting to me. So, again, what that did, that was an unconscious shift because now I perceived that candy differently. And when the perception changes in a way where it's less appealing, then you don't need the willpower to fight against it because there's just less desire for it. Okay, it's less desirable. And what I want to point out is oftentimes when you read the ingredients and you really, really take a look at what you're eating, that oftentimes what you're doing is you're looking through the veil, looking through the illusion that is being created. And this is very common in our society. We are inundated with propaganda so that we don't see things for what they are. Okay? And I mean, to sound like a conspiracy theorist, this is obvious. Okay? And we just need to open our eyes to it. And it will give us more freedom over our behaviors. All right? So let me see here. Let me see if there's any other all right. Well, I see some other things, but okay. Well, here's one. I'm going to read this for myself. This is the candy I like the most is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Ingredients, milk chocolate. Milk chocolate is sugar, cocoa butter, chocolate, non-fat milk fat, emulsifiers, lactose, soy lectin, PGPR, peanut sugar, dextrose, salt, preservative. Okay, so I guess TBHQ is preservative. Okay. again, when you think about that, that's not quite as appealing to me as peanut butter cups. So again, you're just looking behind the curtain. Now, that's one technique you can use is to look at what the ingredients are. Okay. The next thing you can do, and this can be just as powerful, is to be mindful of the food. Okay. So again, we're not saying this isn't about I can't eat any candy. I can't have any candy. This is about you can have as much candy as you want. Okay. The question is how much do you want? And so this next technique is being mindful when you're eating the candy. Eat whatever candy you want. Okay, if you can look at the ingredients, do that. If you can't, or in addition to doing that, what I want you to do is the next piece of candy you have is I want you to kind of eat it like a gourmet in a sense, right? Take a gourmet approach to it. Really be present with this candy. And I'm going to talk about New Age here because what I'm talking about is I want you to notice the flavors of this candy. I want you to notice the way that it feels as you chew it. I want you to think about the way that it feels as you swallow it. Okay? I want you to notice all of these things. If you can, before you eat it, I want you to smell it. Does it have any smell? Okay? I want you to really open up your senses and really be mindful of what is this thing? What is this piece of candy that I feel? Because, you know, sometimes we just kind of, we're almost like hypnotized in a sense, where we think this thing is so delicious. This happens a lot with fast food because we have the commercial image in our mind of what it is, and we eat it without paying attention to what it actually is in front of us. Okay? So what you can do is you taste this food, and this can be a real eye-opener because, let's face it, this is low-quality nutrition. This is very low-quality food. Okay? So if you really look for the flavor of it, I want you to just be there with it. Now, one thing you can do in addition to this, and this might be fun to you, is go out and spend $5 or $10 on a really good piece of chocolate or a really good dessert. Okay? And again, I'm thinking more probably chocolate because it's a little simpler. But recognize what good quality chocolate or candy is. Okay, this can be very enlightening because it can wipe out a whole, you know, most of the candies you see in a convenience store, really, they all taste the same, you know, as far as like, the chocolate all tastes the same. And if you start to implant in your unconscious mind, become aware that this is very low quality, it does something. It shifts the perception, okay? But be there with it. Remember that we're manipulated and we buy into the idea of things, and that can influence us. So one way around that is to be there with the food, taste it, smell it. What is it? What does it really taste like? Okay, it can be a real eye-opener. And if you can do both of those, it's cool. Read the ingredients, then try and taste it. Which is, ooh, is that high notes of high fructose corn syrup? You know, is that the emulsified soy? You know, again, be there with it. So I'm saying this stuff, by the way, and I'm kind of joking, but it will shift the way you think about it. And the truth is you can still eat it, you know, you probably won't want to eat as much of it. Because overeating candy is a process that happens when you're not aware, when you're not being mindful, okay, when you're caught up in the illusion of what the candy is, okay? And when you bring your awareness back to it, it may change a bit. Okay, what I want to do now is kind of quickly, I want to give you an experience. And I'm going to begin doing this more on the calls because I want you to practice this. And what better time to do it than right now? And you'll hear me doing this oftentimes. We'll go through these things on different holidays, okay, and when different, you know, events come up. But I want you to begin doing this as well. And you can do this with something as little as, you know, you're going to dinner at your relative's house tomorrow, and you can do this process. And all it is this. Most of the time when a situation is approaching, something like a Halloween where there's a lot of candy consumption, you have an idea of how it's going to go, right? You have some idea of how the whole thing is going to play out. So what happens is that on some unconscious level, you have rehearsed that, and it's created an expectation. And what it does is it, in a sense, it hypnotizes you in the sense that you don't have to be present in the situation. You just kind of mindlessly react and act the way that you always have. All right? So in situations that are ritualistic or habitual, you have to recognize that you are unconsciously expecting to act a certain way. And it's leading you to act that way. You're mentally rehearsing it, and then you just kind of follow through and do it. This is very much how our lives are. That's why we don't need to be completely present in every moment of our lives to decide exactly what we're going to do. We just kind of go through things, okay? Because we have an idea of how they're going to go. Okay? For example, tomorrow you have some structure and some idea of how your day is going to go, okay? It's an unconscious understanding and structure, and then you just wake up tomorrow and just kind of go through it. So as opposed to if tomorrow you woke up and, you know, I came in and picked you up in a car and we went on an adventure, that would be completely fresh and new. You'd have no idea. You would be totally present in the moment because you'd have no idea what was going to happen, okay? But when we live our lives, we start to fall into a little bit of a trance in a sense, okay? And it's completely natural. It's a good thing. But when we have trances that are not serving us well, what we want to do is this programming process, okay? And so there's a good chance that you have some idea of what Halloween is going to bring, right? Where you're going to be, if there's candy around, where it is, how it gets there, who brings it, what candy it is, how much there is, okay, how you eat it, right? I know in my family, growing up, we had Halloween candy like October 1st, bags of it, and they're all over the house, you know? And so what would usually happen every year is we would go through all the Halloween candy, you know, by the first week, get more, eat it. You know what I mean? If we go through basically a whole month of this, okay? So, again, you want to notice your routines and shift them up. But let's use this programming. You have some idea in your mind of how you eat during Halloween. And if you're not happy with it, we want to change it. But we don't want to wait till the moment. Because remember, most of our life is lived in a certain degree unconsciously. We're kind of just reacting and going on autopilot. All right? And it's just the way it is, and it's natural. So we want to change the autopilot settings. But the time to do that is beforehand. Okay, that's how you get the best results. So I want you to close your eyes for a moment, and this is the process. It's simple. Close your eyes, relax your body. Okay, relax your toes, feet, calves, knees, thighs, waist, stomach, chest, shoulders, arms, hands. Relax your shoulders again. Double the relaxation. Let them drop a little bit. Notice your posture. Get it so that it's comfortable so you can relax. Let that feeling relax your neck, your ears, jaw, okay? Relax your face. Specifically, let your eyes relax. Okay? You really need to let your eyes relax more. Our eyes are very, very stimulated in this world, okay? So give them the relaxation they deserve. Let that feeling of relaxation go over the top of your head, down the back of your head, all the way down across your shoulders, and all the way down your spine and the back of your legs. So you've relaxed your body a bit. Let your breathing become calm. Let it become relaxed. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about Halloween as you know it. And if there is an old habit pattern that you had where you were consuming too much candy, what I want you to do is I want you to see yourself in that situation, okay? And the way you do this is if the situation is that you go to a friend's house or something and they usually have candy somewhere and you find yourself grabbing, you know, a handful of it or you keep going back to it, what I want you to do is imagine just before you get to that friend's house. Okay, so what I'm saying is wherever it is that you're consuming candy, if it's at your house or in an office, I want you to imagine the start of the movie in your mind right before you get into that situation. Okay? Now, before you continue playing the movie, I want you to imagine yourself feeling the way that you want to. Okay, so this is where you change your expectations. So instead of just assuming that you're mindlessly going to keep going up and grabbing candy, what you're going to do is you're going to change the way you feel, first of all. Okay? So how would you like to feel as you go into that situation where you used to eat candy too much of it mindlessly? Maybe you'd like to be more aware. Maybe you'd like to feel more in control. Maybe you'd like to feel more relaxed, more indifferent towards candy, like it just, who cares? Okay, maybe that goes with relaxation. Maybe you'd like to be more aware and connected to your goals and what you want to accomplish physically in your body. Okay? And what I want you to do is once you kind of have this idea of how you want to be, ideally in that situation, and this is anything's possible idea, exercise. And when you imagine yourself being the way you want to be, imagine yourself standing the way you would stand if you felt that way, the way you would be breathing, the way you would be moving, right? The way you would speak if you felt that way. And once you have that all down, I want you in your mind to imagine yourself in that situation feeling the way that you want to feel. And just kind of play that idea through. Right? So if there's other people there, notice how you would interact with them. And just kind of play that movie through and notice how you act. Okay? Notice how you act differently than you used to imagine yourself. Okay? Just kind of play it through. And notice how you act. Notice how you feel. Notice how you think about the candy. Notice how you feel about yourself. See it in your mind, feel it in your body. Just imagine what it would be like to be that person in that situation. And let it play through to the end to when you're out of that situation. You're going home or you're going to bed or whatever the end of the situation would be. Okay? So that's easy. That's simple. That's what it is. That's mental program. How it works is you're putting a new idea into your mind. Okay? You've probably never thought that. Usually what it becomes is you don't want to eat the candy. You don't want to keep going to the bowl. Remember, we can't do that. The unconscious mind does not understand negatives. We need to give ourselves specific, explicit instructions of how to act and how to feel. And when we do that, we light up different neurological pathways and we begin to program our mind to act differently in that situation. Okay? And if you weren't happy with your response when you went through that process, what you do is go back to the beginning and add some other emotions that maybe you need, right? Maybe you need to feel more calm. Maybe you need to feel more energized, okay? Maybe you need to feel more relaxed, whatever it is. But you want to get it so that you imagine yourself in a situation and you act exactly the way that you want to, and it's just natural. It's just automatic for you, okay? When you start thinking this way, miraculous things are going to happen, I promise you, okay? But you need to get in the habit of doing this. So that when a situation comes up, you know, you go to a restaurant with your friends and you usually overeat there. You do the same thing. You imagine yourself walking into that restaurant as the person you want to be. And you imagine yourself feeling that way, thinking that way, talking that way. And then you bring yourself in and imagine yourself in that situation acting that way. What would you do differently? Right? Would you eat slower? Would you put your fork down? Would you converse more? Would you finish earlier? Would you order different food? Okay, so this is a very powerful program, okay, very, very, very powerful programming technique, and the more you use it, the better, okay? So, again, we just did this once. Do it tonight as you're going to sleep, okay? Get this idea in your mind. What it does is it creates a new you, okay? It starts to create and develop this new you the way you want to be, and it does it in a foundational way. So you're not just trying to force yourself to act a certain way, but you are training yourself to think of being this new person congruently, right down to your core. And that's what makes the changes and the shifts. All right, great. So have a great Halloween, if you celebrate it or if you're in an area where it's going on. If anyone has any questions, you can write them in on the page there, or you can hit *2 on your phone, and that'll put your hand up, and I can unmute you, and you can ask a question. All right. Oh, yeah. Someone asked, and I guess they haven't seen it, but would it be possible to have a short self-hypnosis session for last week's call on eating slowly? And that's actually up there. So I put that up today. I apologize for the delay on that. And basically, it's just a 10-minute session, and it just brings you through what it feels like to eat slowly. Okay? And the main thing there is that it's a rhythm. Okay? And as you change the rhythm of how you eat, you're going to eat more slowly, and you'll most likely eat less, okay? So a couple times a month, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a short and sometimes a little bit longer self-hypnosis sessions. And there's somewhere between self-hypnosis sessions, guided imagery, programming, you know, lessons or exercises, all these ideas to put these ideas into your mind, okay? And so there will be more of those. So, all right, great. So, everyone, I will have a great weekend, and we will talk to you all next Tuesday night. Good night, everyone.